This is Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod.
So, it's been a while since I've made a post here on the podcast. On November 11th, my family and I were in a major motor vehicle accident. The car was totaled. My family, my youngest child, and my wife and I were in the car. We lived, which is a miracle, Baruch Hashem, and we did get hurt though. Neck damage, back damage, brakes, trauma, stress disorder. And as a result, I haven't been on here to post any new episodes, partially because I've been so busy with the treatments. But the other part was because I shut down. I had shut down on working on my relationship with God. I just wanted to check out and not be in pain or not think about things. And that's not healthy. We have to continue to press and continue to move forward. And I think that's something that's a harder struggle within the Yiddish walk. I know Christians have this struggle as well. I mean, I assume other religious traditions have this struggle too, where we have life and it's going, and we have a system and a habit and it's going and it's working. But then when there's deviations from that schedule, it's harder for us to stay in the habit of our spirituality. It's very hard. I mean, it's harder to remember to meditate. It's easy to fall off the wagon, so to say, in that regard. It's harder to remember to daven at the right times, to pursue that relationship. For some people, pursuing person-to-person relationships still works out just fine. And then for other people like me, I didn't even connect with other people. I didn't connect with anybody outside of my family, and I just avoided the world for a few weeks. And that is something to be considered there as well. We shut down very easily, and we lose sight and lose hope. There was one thing that inspired me, and I know that I am aware of what we're supposed to do as far as our Torah obligations, the Ariza, as far as our rabbinic obligations, the Rabbanan, regarding davening and mitzvot, and yada, yada, yada. But it's a mental thing that sometimes doesn't connect emotionally or even spiritually in that regard. And so this is me saying, I know that I struggled in this and I didn't pursue that relationship. I didn't pursue that time. I had all the time available to read. I had all the time available for meditation and davening and prayer, and I didn't do it. And we always say, you know, if I had more time, I'd do it. But the truth is, if we have more time, we're just going to put that time somewhere else. We're not going to take that time and pursue it. Now, there are some people that do pursue it, and that's great. I think the average person, however, does not. I thought that I was not average and I would have pursued it, but then I saw how I didn't. It's easy to disconnect and disassociate and have that cognitive dissonance. Oh, I'll do it if I have more time. And now that I have the time, I don't do it. But if I have more time, I'll do it. It doesn't work. So that's something we need to remember with spirituality. Our relationship with Hashem is that it takes work every day, every moment. And sometimes we may not want to do that work, and that's okay. But there is great benefit, and if we don't want to do it, in us doing it anyways. It shows discipline. It shows a desire to follow God regardless of how we feel, and it shows humility. But, you know, the other thing I learned is that, yes, am I making an avera by not praying or by missing Shema or something? No doubt. But the thing that is beautiful about Judaism, the thing that is beautiful about Yiddishkeit and how God has arranged things for us, is that I may have missed a prayer time, but that next prayer time, I'm starting a clean slate. Yeah, there's sins that I have to atone for with Rosh Chodesh, and sins I have to atone for with the daily Tachanun, and sins I have to atone for with Yom Kippur, or seeking out forgiveness, those types of things. Yes, we have that. But I'm not a doom and gloom kind of guy with God, and I never can be that. I am a let's have a relationship, let's have love, let's pursue something greater, because that's what he designed us for. And that inspires me to say, yeah, this past couple weeks I messed up, but today I'm back on track. Today I'm doing great. Every day I'm a Jew, not just the days I do what I'm supposed to do, but also me messing up and then getting back on track doesn't mean I'm not going to mess up again, and I have to be aware of that. So I have to build in fences and safeguards to keep me on track. How do I make sure I get up and daven in the morning if I call in sick that day? It's a great question. We have to come up with our own systems. We have to know ourselves well enough to plan for different eventualities so that we can continue to pursue that relationship with Hashem. Not as much of a spiritual episode. There's spiritual components here, but I guess not as mystical or Kabbalah-y. But again, for me, Kabbalah is all about the relationship with God and pursuing that. Kabbalah means to welcome. So we're welcoming God into our lives. And how do we do that? We recognize that a relationship takes work and that we may not want to, we may not like it, but we need to establish a habit, and then we need to have backups in case our norm is not happening that day, so that we keep with that habit, even in a different scenario.
Hey there, it's Yoni from Kabbalah Pod. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I use Anchor FM for mine. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading you this ad. So check it out. Go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start and get your podcast going.
Have a question or topic idea? Send us your ideas at yedbrick.com/Kabbalah.